Beginning next spring, Manchester residents in the northwestern and eastern parts of the city will switch to automated trash pickup. That's after city officials decided this month to launch a pilot program with trucks that use a mechanical arm to pick up garbage. But as NHPR's Paige Sutherland reports, this idea is nothing new. In fact, Nashua has been using it for 13 years.
Nashua's solid waste supervisor, Jeff LaFleur, started out working on trucks as a trash collector. He says when the city rolled out its new automated trucks, he was a big fan.
I know myself, when I was on the back of a truck, it was rain, snow, sleet, whenever. So when I had the opportunity to jump into an automated truck where I'm in an air-conditioned truck, no rain, no sleet, no snow, I loved it.
LaFleur says automated garbage trucks can pick up twice as much trash in the same amount of time as the old manual ones, and that's completely changed the job.
When the trucks are out on the routes, it takes about an 8-second cycle for the arm to come out, grab the barrel, and dump the barrel into the truck. Whereas if you had a person on the back of the truck, the person has to get off the truck, grab the barrel, wheel it over to the truck, hook it up to the truck, dump it, lower the barrel back down, drag it back over to the side of the curb.
Nashua has 6 automated trucks out on city streets every weekday. The trucks are manned by a single driver, and how it works is this. There's an automated arm that comes down, grabs the cart, empties it, and places it back down on the ground. 13 years ago, the city paid $2 million to switch to automation. That included the cost of buying the new trucks and all the trash toters for the residents. But Nashua is not alone. Moving to automation is common. For instance, across the border in Massachusetts, several cities such as Lynn, Fall River, and Springfield have already made the switch. And beginning next spring, automated trash pickup will begin in parts of Manchester. Residents in Ward 6, 7, and 12 are part of a pilot program, something Ward 12 Alderman Keith Hirschman says is needed because the current system, he says, creates a mess.
Squirrels get into it, things happen, someone drives over it, people plow the street and snowbanks end up on trash bags. It's all kinds of calamities happening and these bags ripped open. I'm seeing it.
Hirschman proposed the pilot program, which requires residents to purchase specialized trash toters at $65 to $75 per barrel. But the city has agreed to pick up half the tab. And officials say many residents in these wards already have these specialized bins that the city has been selling for years. Once automated trash collection starts up, residents will no longer be able to leave their trash on the ground. In driving around Nashua with Kevin Narrow, who manages the city's trash collectors, you'll notice that right away.
Oh, the city's definitely cleaner. Like I said, just the fact of not having the trash all over the ground and the animals tearing it up and stuff like that. In the wintertime, with the snow, now it's just a matter of them moving the toter out of the way and not bags and bags of trash getting buried in the snowbank, you know?
And for drivers in Nashua like Mike Cole, who was a trash collector before the city switched over to automation, he says the job's now much easier.
So I'm just dumping it manually right now. I'll do this one auto dump. Boom, hit that button, go right up. Let go of it when it's at the top, put it back down. Minimal wear and tear on your wrist.
It's also saved a lot of wear and tear on Cole's overall body.
You have a guy on the back, you pull up to 4 or 5 barrels of yard waste. One barrel can weigh 10 pounds, one barrel can weigh 80 pounds. You don't know until you grab it. And when you grab it and pull it up to the truck, there's a lot of force right there. And if you expect it to be 20, 30 pounds, and it's 80 or 100, you're pulling a muscle, if not hurting your back.
And that's been one of the major drivers behind Manchester's piloted program, preventing injuries on the job. Manchester's environmental programs manager, Mark Gomez, says on average, the city pays $300,000 annually for workers' compensation claims just for trash collectors and loses 4,500 hours per year. But with automation also comes fewer city jobs for trash collectors. But Gomez says all the city's current trash collectors will be reassigned within the department at their same salary or higher to fill roles such as
litter collection in parks. We'd like to do that a little bit more. We'd like to clear sidewalks during snowstorms sooner than we do. We'd also like to do more compliance around illegal dumping. And finally, we'd like to be able to fill potholes and pave roads faster. And we think we can do all those things with the personnel that would be made available through automation.
And if the pilot program is successful, Manchester may soon have automated trash pickup in all of the city's less congested areas. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.